HarperCollins presents A Perfect Cornish Summer by Philippa Ashley. Read by Laura Kerman. Prologue. September 2008. Porthmellow.co.uk Town Blog Forum. Moaning old Minnie. Another shop closed? That's three in the past 6 months. This town's going to the dogs. Why doesn't somebody from the council or chamber of trade do something before we have tumbleweeds rolling round the arbour?
I swear someone's going to drown one of these days, the old man said in his thick Cornish burr, and guess who'll be the one to have to fish the little buggers out?
It was all Sam Lovell could do to hide a smile at her neighbour Troy Carman's expression as he watched the teenagers in wetsuits opposite the smuggler's tavern. They were laughing and jeering as they egged each other on to leap off the harbour wall into the inky waters. Every Sunday evening in Porthmellow, from spring through to autumn, it was the same. The town band playing outside the pub and teenagers tombstoning into the harbour. A last hurrah of the weekend before everyone had to go back to work and school the next morning. Sam rested her half of lager on the peeling table. Like a lot of things in Porthmellow, the tavern was in dire need of a spruce-up.
"Didn't you do a bit of tombstooning when you were a lad?"
she asked. Troy shook his head at the kids shrieking as they climbed onto the top wall above the harbour.
"Back in the day, I might have, and we didn't have these fancy wetsuits then. I used to do it in my cotton underpants. Our mum went mad. I only had three pairs. One to wash, one to wear, and one for Sunday best. Full of holes they were too, by the time they'd been through her mangle 100 times.
Troy, I love you to bits, but that is way too much information, said Sam, trying to purge from her mind the image of her elderly neighbour leaping into the harbour in a pair of pants as murky as the water. Although the sun was shining on the terrace of the Smuggler's Tavern this September evening, it was too little too late. The summer had been grey and gloomy far too often, keeping visitors away from their remote part of Cornwall. Times were hard, and many families had had to miss out on a holiday altogether. It was exactly what the little harbour town didn't need, not to mention Sam herself, who had left her job to start her own catering business the previous year. Who could have foreseen a global crash? Certainly not Sam, who'd been too busy keeping her family together after losing three of the people she loved most within the space of a couple of years. But on evenings like this, Sam almost found herself able to put that to the back of her mind. Troy finished his pint of proper job and wiped foam from his lips. At 70, he was still working part-time as a deputy harbour master, and no one knew the waters around Porthmellow better than he did. Although, Sam thought with a smile, the man approaching her table came pretty close. Drew Yelland was a few years older than her, tanned as tea, his fair hair burnished by the sun, a gold earring glinting in the evening light.
"Hello, sorry I'm late."
Drew kissed her on the cheek and nodded cheerfully at Troy.
"We were late sailing back into the harbour. Bunch of bankers on the boat today. Didn't know their arses from their elbows. Didn't seem too bothered about the recession either. Don't think it's going to dent their consumption of bolly. Talking of which, your glasses look empty. I'm dying for a pint. Can I get anyone a drink?"
Troy flashed a mouthful of teeth, which oddly made Sam think of tombstones. He rubbed his hands together.
"Don't mind if I do."
"I'll help," said Sam, and gathered their empty glasses onto a tray. She always did this, wanting to help the landlady, who'd had to let some staff go because trade had dropped off. She also wanted to talk to Drew.
"How's business on the Morisco?"
she asked, as they waited for the landlady to pull their pints. Drew ran a small sailing charity that took groups out for trips on a vintage trawler.
"Could be better."
Drew handed over some cash for the beers.
"To be honest, bookings have fallen off a cliff since the crash, and things aren't going to get better over the winter. We rely on the corporate...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?